Welcome to today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we're joined by Central College President Mark Putnam. He's here to talk about the safety of college students both on Central's campus and campuses nationwide.
I think our society has been well served by a bright light being shown on this whole question of personal safety, but also well-being of community and the standards and expectations we have for conduct. In the college context, there are questions that relate to how we treat one another. And the context in which the college operates is under Title IX, which is the portion of the Education Act of 1972 that relates to equal opportunity. And some years ago, the phrase that was added is free of sexual harassment. And that has spawned into the higher education community lots of conversations and actions related to what we mean by that. It can range from the simplest things that one might think about creating a hostile environment or behavior that is boorish or rude, to things being inappropriately displayed, all the way to what we would refer to here as sexual misconduct or relationship misconduct. Now, that extends to things that can be a full question of sexual assault, but also other aspects of things like stalking or other forms of discrimination or harassment that are present here. I think the benefit we've had is that it's turned this into a very comprehensive conversation about personal well-being and safety and how we act in that space. So for us, as we reviewed this in the course of the year, we've learned a lot about how to integrate these policies. And what we've created at Central is one single uniform policy structure that's true for students, staff, faculty, or any third party who is present to the campus and might engage in activity that would be a problem. What we've had to do is really look at this through four lenses. One is the organization of the campus. And so we now have Peggy Fitch, who is our Vice President for Student Development, appointed as our Title IX coordinator, a federal role that we have to maintain on campus. And she'll do a great job with that. We also have a considerable revision of policies and procedures so that all of our faculty, staff, and student policies are, as I said, one uniform structure. Then we've done quite a bit of training, and that continues. All members of our campus community are required to be trained every year around all these topics. And so we have now online opportunities as well as advanced training for particular individuals that is in play and working itself through now. And then the communication piece. It's important that everybody know what their responsibilities, obligations are, or when there's a problem, what they do. And so right on the main page of the website, there's a link for Safety at Central that brings anybody to the policy frameworks and the procedural frameworks they can use. But for us, this is about taking care of people. And so it's our obligation, responsibility to make sure that people are well cared for.
And what is the difficulty when it's constantly changing of maintaining and keeping up with that? That can be very tough, especially for, I don't want to say a smaller school, because financially, obviously, Central is doing very well, as are many private and public universities in the state. But at the same time, it's very difficult to implement these. What are some of those challenges that you will think will continue to evolve as we learn more as the year goes on?
Well, right now, there are five federal entities working in this space, including the White House, the Department of Education, the Office of Civil Rights, the Department of Justice, and also the Senate is doing some consideration of how these policies and procedures should be established at the federal level. Those are conversations that are important. I would say that the challenge we face is that they're not all aligned. I think different entities within the federal system view certain aspects in different ways. And so we kind of work across these and create the best balance as we can based on those expectations, and they continue to evolve. But providing for this, if we begin with the understanding that our intent of making this a safe place to be and to promote well-being and to set high levels of expectation for the campus community can be uniformly applied. And so there's a lot of common sense measures around this that are important. It is the case, and many people still ask the question, you know, why doesn't the college just turn this over to law enforcement? Well, we're not permitted to unless the complainant in a case wishes to do so. So under Title IX, we're responsible to restore equal opportunity free of sexual harassment. And to do that requires sometimes that we investigate things. We don't have rules of evidence at the highest levels that you would think about in the judiciary process. We don't have investigative capacities that are equal to what a police force or a law enforcement agency could do. But we're responsible to the best of our ability to, by a preponderance of evidence, determine if there is a violation of our policies, and then to act in accordance with that. So while we completely allow for and enable anyone anyone who wishes to bring forward an issue for law enforcement and will participate with that adequately. Many times it's not the case, and people don't wish to pursue that pathway. They would rather do it in a more administrative way. Those become challenges because people say, well, why don't you just call the police? Well, that's not available to us necessarily at this level. So I think the differing points of view on this are still evolving, and the role of college is to make sure that we're filling our obligations.
And thanks again to President Putnam for joining us on today's Wrench Gap Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's Best Value in Retirement Living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.